raise a cheer to our favorite time of year. We spend the whole year waiting for Christmas. It's not make-believe. I got all the proof I need. Bundles of joy.
There was Chuck Prophet and the Christmas Express. What was under the tree that year, Chuck?
I don't know. I haven't really heard that song since we did it. I think we did that for a movie that never came together, to be honest.
Oh, wow. So it wasn't something that it didn't get axed. It wasn't like Home Alone or anything.
No, if it was Home Alone, we probably wouldn't be talking right now.
No.
I'd be on an island somewhere with a drink in my hand.
Well, welcome, Chuck Prophet, to the Twang Trust. This is quite exciting. One of the top five albums of the year here on the Twang Trust is Chuck Prophet's new record, Soap and Water. And it's a pleasure to have you on the line here on this seasonal night.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. We're here in Lexington, Kentucky, and it's plenty Christmas-like.
Well, now, Lexington, Kentucky, you're there with Alejandro Escovedo working on his new record, I hear.
That's right. Well, both Alejandro and I are actually working for Hector Munoz.
Ah,
but
yes.
We like to think that it's an Alejandro record.
Now, Lexington, Kentucky, that's not San Francisco or Austin, Texas. How did you wind up there?
Well, it's a series of coincidence. Things just kind of lined up. Al enlisted the help of Tony Visconti, the great producer who worked with David Bowie and T-Rex and, several classic records. Well, he he likes working in a studio outside of Lexington, and both Al and I have, Lexington, Kentucky has been a great hub for us, one of the first cities in the country to really, you know, bust open. So didn't take much of a push to get us to come out to Lexington.
Yeah. Well, I can only assume there's going to be a remake of The Little Drummer Boy recorded soon.
Well, I wouldn't assume too much.
No. Who would be Bing if there was one?
Oh, who would play the role of Bing Crosby?
Yeah.
I don't know, but we did learn from Tony Visconti that there was a period there where every time David Bowie did a duet, just after the Bing Crosby one, he did one with Mark Bolan, and both of them died shortly after. So, you know, that's some trivia for you.
Do you have any fave Christmas TV specials yourself?
Christmas specials. I have to say, The Grinch is always has a warm place in my heart.
Oh, we're giving a copy away tonight.
Of The Grinch?
Yeah.
Okay.
And what about Christmas tunes? Well, we just heard yours there. You and Stephanie doing that seasonal little number there. Do you have any favorites yourself?
Favorite Christmas songs?
Yeah.
I like Rappin' Christmas by The Waitresses.
I like
Run Rudolph Run by Chuck Berry. And I don't know. There's a thing that happens every Christmas where we enter into like a musical vacuum where radio just gets hideous. And it goes from bad to worse, and then somewhere along the line I make peace with it, and somewhere along the line I hear Springsteen saying to Clarence, "We go get your saxophone, Clarence," and it lifts my spirits.
Yeah, well, we're trying to play all the good stuff. We got Mark Bolan actually lined up here shortly. Patti
and
Smith.
Well, they've got a Mark Bolan Christmas track lined up, ready to go.
And now, although I did read something recently, I thought you had a great idea for Christmas. About the whole four-year thing.
Yeah, I tried to get that going. I mean, I didn't want to... I mean, if it wasn't for the negative publicity, but I did try to start a campaign where we had Christmas every 4 years, like the Olympics, you know?
Yeah, I love that idea.
I thought it would mean more, but I don't know, I kind of backed off.
Well, you had me on board anyways. But, well, thanks so much for talking to us here tonight, Chuck. I got to say, you know, there's... I can't think of another artist... you know, working anywhere that can take the kind of styles that you do and put them all together, who doesn't come out sounding at least somewhat gimmicky, no matter how well-intentioned it is. But you pull it off somehow.
Well, if it was up to me, I'd give Tony Bennett a Stratocaster, have him play it through a Big Muff, you know, and see where it would go.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
That would be my Christmas present.
All right. And, oh, by the way, do you have any gift suggestions this year?
Well, I think that a massage is a great gift, and I think there's a company out of Canada called Rush, is it, who makes some really great organic bath products?
Ah, yes.
We might want to look into that.
All right, we will. Okay. Now, is Al standing by? Is he around?
Yeah, I got Al for you.
Okay, great.
You want to have a chat?
I would love to, and
have a good
Christmas.
Pass him on to you here.
All right.
Stu.
Oh, Alejandro.
What's going on, man?
Ah, well, you know, it's Christmas. It's Christmas.
Yeah.
You've been here before.
I have.
You have. Do you recall it was, I don't even know what year it was. Was it 2000 or maybe even 99? You were in these here studios with Greg McPherson hosting a show here in Winnipeg. And you and the whole band.
Yeah, I remember
you and the whole band were in here. It was crazy.
Yeah, that was fun, man.
It was like a broom closet and the whole band was in there. It was nuts.
That wasn't the New Year's Eve thing, though, right?
No, that was something else.
Okay.
But, yeah, you've been here plenty of times.
I love Winnipeg, man.
I must say, I got to tell you right off the bat that I was one of the four people who were dancing to the True Believers when you played here in 85. There was me and three girls. And
I remember the three girls.
Yeah.
So how's it going out there?
It's going well. It's going real well. It's a nice balmy day today, which is kind of nice this time of year. It's like it's barely freezing.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Well, that sounds great.
So now you're having fun making a new record down there with big-time famous producers.
Yeah, we're working with Tony Visconti, and that's a big thrill. And Chuck's here, and my band is here, Susan Fells and David Pokingham and Hector Munoz and Brian Standifer and Josh Gravlin and... We haven't hit any brick walls so far. We've been lucky, you know, and everything's just been going pretty smoothly and eating good food and making good music and hanging out. It's a great studio out here, so we're having a good time.
Now, Chuck's been known as a producer before, but of course you got Tony Visconti there, so you don't need Chuck, but he's still there.
Chuck's kind of like, he's the on-the-field guy, you know? Tony's behind the board there, but Chuck's in the studio with the musicians. He's kind of like, you know, patrolling the whole thing, you know, from the front line, you know?
All right.
Yeah.
Well, this it's very exciting to have this lineup in the studio.
Oh, it's great. You know, I think you'll be really into the record once it's finished. You know, I love the songs that Chuck and I came up with, and we've been working on this for about a year. It took us about a year to write these songs, so but we're very happy with it, and it's been a you know, just a great experience working with Chuck and writing songs, and we've done them in San Francisco. I would go out there and write with him, or we wrote our first session was at my place out in Wimberley, Texas, and then we even were on one of this frozen day in Austin. We wrote a tune and found somebody to record it for us that day. And, you know, and then I've been going out to his place out there at the office that he has in San Francisco in the Fillmore District. So that's been fun.
Very cool.
Yeah, man.
So, no, I understand you've got some exciting shows coming up in New York City.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be opening up for Patti Smith for three shows, the 29th, 30th, 31st.
That's
30th
so cool.
Being her birthday, you know.
Right.
So it's just going to be David and I, a duet, two guitars, but it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm very excited about that.
I bet.
She's been a huge idol of mine for a long, long time. So
we've actually got a Patti Smith Christmas song coming up shortly here.
Oh, great.
On the show.
Wonderful.
Now, how's Christmas for you? Any big plans?
Well, I got a lot of kids, you know.
Yeah, that must be crazy for you this time.
So there's a lot of shopping to be done. I got my two, I have a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old daughter, you know, 9-year-old daughter, and I got the miniature ponies.
Ooh, real ones. Get out. I got a fake one for my kid, but
We live on this farm out there, and, you know, miniatures are like, they're only like 36 inches high at, you know, they're tallest, you know.
So wow.
They're pretty interesting little animals and horses, I should say. And then, you know, I got my daughter a guitar and an amp. She plays guitar and writes songs. And
oh, cool.
I'm going to try to get my son a drum kit if I can, you know. He's a drummer, so.
So will there be an Escovedo Family Singers album coming up?
Maybe in a few years, yeah. You know, I'm hoping that they'll just take over so I can just sit back and eat barbecue. Yeah.
We're actually going to be giving away tonight a copy of a thing you did a few years ago, I guess, called Gift for the Crow.
Oh, yeah. You have that?
I do. Oh, we've got an extra one. We're going to give it away to somebody tonight.
I like that record.
It's a great little song. Tell us about it a bit, if you could.
Well, I did it. Actually, it was an advertisement for Time Warner, which is a cable TV thing that they have out here, and they just wanted this song, and they wanted me to sing a Christmas song, you know, a traditional Christmas song, and I really couldn't relate to any of this Christmas song, so I wrote my own, you know. And so I wrote it the night before we went in there, but it turned out pretty cool.
Yeah, it was just a single disc and with a little hand-stamped cover and a signed actual disc. How many of these things exist, do you know?
Not many. I'd say like 500, maybe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, some lucky listener's going to get one tonight.
Well, that's great. I'm glad someone's... I hope they enjoy it. You know?
Yeah, I'm sure they will. Yeah, well, thanks for taking time out of your day to chat with us here, Al.
Oh, you're welcome, man, and thanks a lot for being interested.
Oh, hey, it's our pleasure, and we hope to see you back here soon.
We'll be back soon, man.
All right. Yeah, and we got Mark Bolan doing a little Christmas thing, the Christmas
cool.
Bop coming up for you.
Well, say hi to all our friends out there.
All right. Thank
you. Take care of yourself, all right?
Okay, thanks.
Have a good Christmas.
You too.
See ya.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Everybody's gotta do the Christmas party. Get out yourself jeans and
treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be.
Merry Christmas from the Patti Smith Group.
Papers say it's Christmas, unwrap a box of tears, hang an angel from the ceiling, for the baby born this year. Doesn't look like Christmas, no reindeer on the lawn, the crows are wearing snowman's clothes, now they're singing winter songs. Never put much on Christmas, it never caught my soul, till I saw it through my baby's eyes, and it sheltered me from. Sheltered me from the cold. It's a miracle to see the world as one big ball. Could this be Christmas? Feel the days as they roll along like sparkling globes. Could this be Christmas? It's the miracle to see the world as one big ball. Could this be Christmas? Feel the days as they roll along like sparkling globes. Could this be Christmas?
Alejandro Escovedo and A Gift for the Crow.